went to the movies and we saw an interesting film about a man and his brother-in-law who's a dog.
That would be The Lobster.
That would be The Lobster.
Because it's hard to imagine what else that would be.
The best way to describe this is weird ass shit.
It's a curious variant on the dating game I've ever seen.
Oh, it's set in this dystopian world where if you don't have a partner, you have to go to the hotel and you have 45 days to find yourself a partner out of the assigned bunch of other people who were also there. And it's like one of those terrible English holiday resorts where you have enforced activities and it's because you're all made to wear the same clothes and everything. But if you don't find your partner in the 45 days assigned, they turn you into an animal. You get to choose your animal, which is where the whole lobster thing comes in.
And there's this lovely sequence at the start of the movie where our hero, who's at this hotel for singles, has to pick what animal he's going to turn into if he fails in his quest. And he decides he wants to turn into a lobster. And what's curious isn't the fact he picked a lobster, because most people choose a dog or a cat, but the fact he thought through why he wanted to be a lobster, including the fact that lobsters remain sexually active all their lives and they live a long time and they swim around. So, yeah, thought these are all good things, that he wanted to be a lobster.
He didn't think of the fact that they need to get eaten as a lobster. But
well, there are flaws in his reasoning. But it was just curious that he put so much thought into it.
Well, he was going to be a lobster for a long time.
Yeah.
And one of the activities they are forced to engage in is you have to go into the woods and shoot the loners. Now, the loners are people who've chosen not to go to the hotel and find themselves partners. They live in the woods and they're loners. Mm. And it's
and for every one you anesthetise, you get an extra day on your time clock.
Mm. So there's one of the women in the hotel who's like something like 160 days. She really likes shooting things.
Yeah, and they have dances as well in this hotel, and they have these very strange little skits that clearly illustrate why it's much healthier and safer to be a part of a couple than to be a loner. Complete with high-neck manoeuvres and
I sat there trying to make sense of it while watching it and decided that there was no point making any sense to it whatsoever. It's really, really strange. And I think I came up to the decision that it's a statement on two things. One, it's a statement on the fact that people will follow any weird rules just because they're rules. And also this weird idea about this need to be part of a couple. Though in this case, the couples were very weird. Like, the guy with the limp had to find someone with a limp.
There was a matching requirement to do it. Like, a short-sighted woman had to go with a short-sighted person.
I don't think that was actually a requirement.
It wasn't a requirement, but it was clearly...
It was this inherent idea that they have to be paired based on some characteristic.
People seemed to clearly think that they needed these similarities to be partners. It was really weird.
Well, what seems strangest of all is why these singles didn't just pretend to be partnered to get away from it.
Because it was the weird rules. I think it was that whole thing. People need to follow rules no matter how.
And if they are a couple, they then go on a cruise ship.
No, they go sit on the yacht.
Yes, so they can observe carefully to make sure that they're really a couple.
And if they're having troubles, they give them a kid. Because kids always solve all the troubles that couples have. Not a baby, a child.
So because you would want to skip the whole baby bit, because I have to admit that's what's skipping.
In the course of the film, our hero spends time at the hotel.
Runs off into the woods.
He tries to fake a couple. And eventually escapes into the woods to be a rogue single loner.
And they had just as many weird rules.
Be a loner?
Yes.
Well, exactly.
And then, of course, once he's a rogue loner, he finds someone else who's a rogue loner who rather fancies and wants to have it off with. It's strange.
It's actually really good. It's made. It's done really, really well.
Oh, beautifully done.
It's beautiful. And it's just really weird.
Yes, but I loved it because you couldn't predict what was going to happen.
No, that's true.
And at its heart, I think it's got lots of interesting allegories about the way society's organised and how you look after people and what sort of things you might have to do.
It has a really, really good cast. Not people you would expect to be in very strange films like this, like Colin Farrell and Rachel Weisz. And it's directed and written by Yorgos Lanthimos. I have no idea what else he's done. But it's excellent. It's just really strange.
Worth catching if it's in your neighbourhood.
Yes.